Welcome back to Roaming with Restless Women. Today I have with me Nina Mendelson. Nina is a body peace coach. She helps people end the war with food and body and finally feel truly at home in their body as it is. She's known for her deeply feminist and anti-diet body peace approach. She brings her 30 years of experience as a therapist, nationally board certified health and wellness coach, body trust guide and psychology of eating teacher to helping women create a respectful and trusting relationship with their food and their body. Nina's body piece work is all in service of helping people get off that diet roller coaster, we've all been there, and into a compassionate and powerful way of eating and living, which creates a positive, long-lasting change in and with their bodies. Her courses, coaching, and poetry positively change the conversation that women are having with their bodies. She also writes body poems as a way to encourage a shift in the way we talk to and about our bodies. So, welcome, Nina. This is going to be very interesting. I absolutely love this topic.
Oh, it's a delight to be with you, Julie. Thank you for having me.
So, I'm going to start with the very first question that you said I should ask you, and that is, what is body peace and why do we need it?
Yeah. So the way to think about body peace for most of us, the easiest way to understand it is to think about body war, mostly because we all know that so well. We all know that feeling, or so many of us, especially women, know that feeling of looking in the mirror and going, really? That's how you're going to look today? Or really, this is how my clothing is fitting? Or really, this is what the scale says. We know that feeling of that antagonistic relationship with ourselves.
Yeah, for
We know
sure.
that feeling of calling ourselves names. And so that is the war. That's the war. I ate the wrong thing. I am the wrong size. I don't fit into the right clothes. I don't have the right shaped, I don't know, abs, belly, thighs, whatever it is, right? That's the war. So peace, on the other hand, is that feeling of I'm at home in my body. I feel good in my own skin. I have a sense of freedom. I have a sense of ease. I trust myself when it comes to looking at a buffet of food or choosing what's for dinner. I feel like my body is perfectly great as I walk into a room of other women, doing the dreaded compare and despair, right? Peace is a feeling of truly, this is a good place to be. My body and I are allied. We're friends. I'm supporting my body. My body's not always going to do what I wish it would do, because that's how bodies are, especially as we age. And you know what? That's the relationship I'm in. It's a little bit like, I know you and your husband travel in your RV, right? And so clearly, right, it's a committed relationship that's lasted a while. Otherwise, you couldn't exist in a small environment together. However, I'm going to bet a lot of money that not every day do you wake up and go, oh my gosh, I am just like he is every single second. And
No.
yet, that we understand is long-term relationships. Sometimes it's a little challenging. Sometimes we're having a little bit of an argument. Sometimes we're disagreeing. Sometimes we're trying to work out conflict or differing opinions or needs. So that is normal in a good and healthy relationship. We have some ruptures, but we're able to repair. But when it comes to our body, we're supposed to be like, and I love my body all the time. And there's never supposed to be any rupture. And that's how I'm supposed to feel 100%. And that's just not true. And so body peace is actually being able to navigate our relationship with our body in real time in the way that we would a really important relationship with our body. because this relationship is the most important relationship of our life. We how we feel in our body impacts every other part of our life.
Wow. Yeah, I was sitting here listening to you describe the situation, and I was thinking I never really thought of myself as separate from my body and needing to have a relationship. It's almost like you have to stand outside of yourself for a little bit to realize that you are not your body. You have a relationship with your body. Am I getting that right?
Yes. Because people say, oh, my body, I live in a large body or I live in a small body, and that is my identity. It's a part of your identity. It's not all of who you are, right? A lot of body positive people, a lot of people who are in the body positive movement use this phrase like, our body's the least important thing about us. I don't totally buy that, but I understand
No.
where they're leaning into. I don't really buy that because I think it is a very important and interesting part of who I am. It's the place that where I live. It's the home in which I wake up every day. I find it fascinating how it works, what it needs, what she's, wanting that particular day. And yet, it is important for us to look at and say, huh, you know what? It's not all of me. There's a part of me that has a lot of feelings. There's a part of me that has a lot of thoughts. There's a part of me that's very much in my body. And to look at it from sort of a multifaceted perspective, there's a psychological framework called internal family systems. And it's this idea that we have different parts within us. Some of us know this framework from years gone by, gestalt therapy or drama therapy, right? Or archetypal psychology, this idea that we have different aspects to us and our body gets to be considered in that conversation that we have with ourselves.
I love that. I absolutely love that because it is kind of refreshing to be able to look at yourself, your body, as a part, but not all of you. It's huge. So, what kind of relationships, and I think I know the answer to this question, do women have with their bodies? And, what's the cause of some of the negative relationships we have with our bodies?
So most women, at least that I'm talking to, and not just clients, but also friends and family, have a relationship, a very bossy relationship, a management relationship. Okay, body, I'm going to eat this, and your job is to get smaller. Okay, I'm going to do this fitness thing, and your job is to get stronger and not get injured ever. Right? So it becomes this sort of management model. And the reality is nobody really likes to be managed. Nobody likes to be bossed. Nobody
No.
likes to be commanded about how to feel and what to do. And that ends us, it leaves us feeling like we failed a lot, right? Oh, I ate this and this and this for a week, and they said I would lose 7 pounds in 7 days, but I didn't. So I must have done it wrong. I failed. My body's failed. I can't trust my body. So women end up in a management relationship with their body, and they end up in a distrusting relationship. Oh, I can't trust my body, and nor can I trust food. I should be afraid of food. And I should, food is the enemy. If I eat food, I will get in a bigger body, and I don't want to be in a bigger body. And so it's fear of body, it's fear of food. So we end up in fearful, distrusting, managing a bossy relationships in our body. And if we think about if we were in that relationship with a person,
Yeah,
like, that
not
doesn't
good.
feel fun, not good. It feels terrible. It's, I had a client who we were talking, we were unpacking her relationship with her body. And she said to me, as I talk about it, I realize I sound like I've been in a toxic relationship my whole life. In fact, an abusive relationship my whole life. And she was like, oh my God, I wouldn't put up with the way that I talk to myself from anybody else.
I can
And it's
imagine.
important. Yeah, it's important for us to look at how are we treating our body? How are we talking to our body?
Well, that
And
makes
does
so
that
much
really make us
sense.
feel good? Yeah.
It makes so much sense. So when, let's say you're fed up with how you're talking to your body right now, and you're kind of fed up with how your body is right now, what is a big challenge that you find that your clients face in literally changing that relationship?
Yeah. So the first piece of that, and that is so important that you said, Julie, is when we're fed up, we're
Yeah.
so done, right? And I remember for me, because the reason that I do body piece work is literally because I was like the expert at body war. I was the expert of compare and despair. I was like, oh my gosh, my body's not good enough. I didn't eat the right thing. I should start again on Monday. No, maybe on Thursday because I already failed from Monday. Oh no. I'll start the first of the month. Oh, I'll do this new thing, right? So to first of all realize the exhaustion of it. And as you said, this feeling of like, I have had enough of being in this cycle of dieting or being in this cycle of despair and shame,
Shame,
really, and failure, and just feeling bad about myself. So to be in that place of being like, oh, I don't like this feeling. There is something going on here. And for me, it was a weird way that it showed up. I was like, I found myself being like, this is a boring conversation I'm having in my head. I've had this conversation for decades, really, about should I have eaten that? Did I eat the right thing? I shouldn't have eaten that. I'm like, seriously? Really? I'm still thinking about that right now. This is like 2 hours after I ate. And I had the same thought yesterday when at breakfast and dinner last night. I'm like, I'm done. And it's, I say boredom, but it's really a sense of sort of desperation and a sense of exhaustion of
Yes.
like, really? I am exhausted by this. And when I talk to clients about it, it's happened a bunch recently. People have said, oh my gosh, the amount of time that I have spent hating my body, speaking badly to my body, trying to manage my body. Someone said, I could have figured out how to feed a country in Africa.
Yeah.
That's the reality, right? Someone else said, I could have gone to Harvard and become a doctor, right? Except I was too obsessed with my body. She said, I come from a whole line of doctors. Why didn't I become a doctor? Because I was obsessed that I wasn't good enough because of my body. Right? We really have to
Wow.
look at what we're giving up, what we're not doing because we're, oh, I don't know if I should go to that thing because I don't have the right thing to wear, or I'm going to be the largest person in the room, or I just feel self-conscious. I feel like I've gained weight and I just feel like somebody's going to say something and somebody's going to be judgy.
Well, even
Right?
if they don't say something, you think they're thinking
Right. Right.
it.
And the reality is, and I never say to clients, oh, they're not thinking it. No one's judging. Yeah, absolutely. We are a judgy culture.
Oh,
We judge all over the place. We
yes.
have nasty, nasty thoughts about people, and we come from a very weight biased,
Very.
thin idealism, beauty ideal perspective. And so people are judging. Okay,
Yes.
that's the reality. And do you really want to live in the small gap between people's judgments and your judgments of yourself? That is a very small sliver of life that you get to live in.
Oof. Wow, that's profound. That is, you're exactly right. And that's how you feel, almost shoveled in, stuffed in. Between
Yes.
and you and either no matter you can't move, no matter which way you move,
No.
it's a negative space.
Yeah. Yeah. So either I'm going to feel bad because I'm being judged, or I'm going to feel bad because I am judging myself. Right. And that's where most women are. They're in the compare, they're in the despair, they're in this painful place that doesn't let them live Fully, like you talk a lot about being, restless and how,
Yes.
like we need to all be restless. We need to say,
Yes.
this is not okay. I don't want to be judged by, this small, like postage stamp square box of how I'm supposed to show up in the world. And only if I show up within that tightly measured idea of what beauty and acceptability is, then I can be expressed. No, we can't wait around for that, especially as aging women,
Yes.
because the box gets smaller, right? Because we become invisible
Oh,
and we're
yes.
not heard. So, you know what? Time to claim your body, time to claim your voice, time to claim your own space. And to me, that's really, we have to actually feel that restless place of like we're being stuffed between our judgments and the world's judgments.
Absolutely. I love that. I absolutely love it. So, when did you personally have this revelation? Was there a trigger? Was there, some life event that happened, or it just came on you gradually?
Both, because part of it is literally I was on my first diet on Weight Watchers when I was 9 years old, right? So I'm
My
60
goodness.
years old.
Wow.
So that's a lot of years. Now, not all of them. I've been doing this body piece work for, a long time, but that was literally decades of feeling bad about myself to the point of saying, you know what? No, I deserve better. I deserve to feel truly free. And that's the thing when clients have worked with me for a long time or even for short amounts of time, the thing that they report when I say, what feels different for you? What is body piece for you? How is it showing up for you in your life? And they say, freedom. It feels free. I feel free to choose food that I enjoy. I feel free to go to the beach as I am. I feel free to go to do the movement that I enjoy and not what everybody's telling me to do. I feel free to listen to my own inner wisdom. And that's what we want. So for me, it was a gradual, but there was also a like, enough already. And part of that was when I had kids. Because I was like, I am not continuing. I am not perpetuating this. I got it from my mother, who probably got it from her mother, right? And it goes on and on and on. And our culture and the gym teachers and all of the societal pressure on us. So all of that was coming. And I had kids, and I was like, I don't want them to grow up with the same body shame.
No. Did you have
And so
girls
it
or
had to
boys?
change. One of each.
Okay. Did you notice a difference between your girl and your boy as far as their body image?
They both have had their own journey around their body and become and befriending their body for different reasons, but it's been an issue. It's an issue for everybody in our culture. The pressure on women is very young. And the pressure on men happens a little bit later in the sort of more athletic times of you're supposed to have this athletic body. But the pressure's there both ways.
So your clientele, is it mostly women, or do you have a decent mix of both?
I only work with women. I have worked with women
Okay.
for 30 years. And as I've gotten older, my clients have gotten older also. So
Yes.
mostly I work with women who are over 50. And many women who say, I just don't want to die hating my body. It's been too
Right.
long and I'm done. I'm in, late 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and I am done with this struggle. And I have, and so often I hear from these women, I know it all. I've read all the books. I've read
Oh,
all
yeah.
the blogs. I've read all, seen all the posts, and I've done all the diets. And I have so many other parts of my life together. Why am I still struggling about feeling good in my own body, feeling relaxed, feeling like I can be free, feeling like I can be sensual, sexual, alive, engaged in this body in which I live every day. And so they're like, you know what? This is the work that needs to happen now, this healing.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, what do you think with about all of these semaglutide and all of the other injectable miracle weight loss things?
Yeah. So the GLP-1 drugs are a really interesting conversation to have. And first, I want to say we all have body autonomy. Women have been told what to do with their bodies their entire life. So if you want to go on a GLP-1, you want to have gastric bypass, you want to go on another diet, you want to stop dieting, you want to have, you know, a boob job, you want to do whatever, it's your body. You get to do whatever the heck you want. That's the first thing I want to say.
Amen, sister.
So your body, yeah, absolutely. Complete body autonomy. It's so important because that's been taken away from so many women in different ways. Now, having said that, I have concerns, but I have concerns about all medications. And I'll just tell you my own bias is I have a very sensitive body. So every medication that I've been put on for this or that, the other has had some other result, a byproduct. Now, what I've heard both from clients and from reading and from research is GLP-1 drugs have a lot of side effects. And so if women are going to choose that, eyes wide open walking into that, eyes wide open doing the research. There is no miracle cure. We had, I don't know, a million miracle cures in our life, right? We had all these drugs and it turned out it was speed or it was this other thing or it was. And I also want to say GLP-1 drugs for people who have diabetes is a game changer, stabilizes their blood sugar and creates longevity. So there are benefits, but just like you were going to do any drug, any surgery, anything that is invasive in your body, do your research. What people are saying is, if you go on these drugs and then you go off of these drugs, you will gain all your weight back. So this means you are committing to this drug forever. If that's okay with you, more power to you, right? It's your choice, but make an informed decision because it's not all that it's looking like from the celebrities, from the ads, from the media. There is billions of dollars being pushed at women, not just in GLP-1 drugs, but in terms of being in a smaller body, in terms of doing the thing or the diet or the fitness or the whatever. The diet culture is a 70, the diet industry is a $72 billion industry. That does not even include big pharma with the GLP-1 drugs, never mind the anti-aging industry, which is another $80 billion of the, you know, wrinkle anti-aging cream. And the of course, I am aging and I hope to age if I am lucky, right? As my mom says, if you're lucky, who's 93, if you're lucky, you're aging. So, you know what? Again, you get to do what you want. It's your body. And if you are on a GLP-1 and you're having body image issues, let's talk about it. If you're not on a GLP-1 drug and you're feeling all the pressure, like, oh my gosh, but now our whole culture has ramped up this idea that everybody can be in a small body. Wait a second. Whatever happened to diversity? Whatever happened to people being different shapes, different colors, different religions, different political leanings? Like, whatever happened to being human? That we are different as human beings?
Every one of us. And really and truly, I think the biggest thing that I'm hearing from your discussion is the peace part. It's not about the makeup of your body. If you have a bulge here or a wrinkle there, it's how do you feel about it?
Yes.
You know, how are you living with that body? And if you're in peace with your body will quit worrying back with you. And it seems to me like health is really the key here. For longevity, it's not what you look like. It's how you have treated your body and how healthy you are. Because thank you very much. I do not want to be 97 years old and riddled with disease and in pain 100% of the time. That's, you know.
Well, but Julie, you're getting into a really other interesting conversation, which is about what our culture says is healthy, right?
Right.
And so a word that I love to lean towards versus healthy is well-being. Because
Yeah.
our culture says, oh, well, if you're not healthy, you're not doing it right. Well, sometimes people have chronic diseases. Sometimes
Oh.
people get cancer. We get all sorts of things, but that doesn't mean that we're not supporting our sense of well-being, right? So
Thank you for
that's what we
that.
really want.
Yes, thank you for that because that is a good distinction. I have diabetes. It's genetically caused. Really controlling that and making sure that the side effects or the downside of that isn't taking over my body. My version of healthy is healthy with diabetes that's managed, you know? So I'm glad
Yes,
you made that
exactly.
distinction. I'm glad you made that distinction. Thank you
Right.
very much.
Right. Your sense of well-being is a sense of having stable blood sugar that supports your whole body to do
Yes.
what it needs to do in the way that it most optimally can.
Right.
Right. Because we can also use healthy as a bit of a whip in the same way that we use weight loss. Oh, I should
Right.
be healthier. Well, okay, well, what's your definition of healthy? Let's really unpack that as so that we can make it actionable, right? I have lots of women who
Right.
come to me with unwanted eating behavior. I'm not eating healthy. All right, let's unpack that. Let's look at what the needs are underneath that's having you reach towards foods that you don't think support your body.
Right.
And let's create a relationship with food that feels like an exhale and not like tight, 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 tight. I can't, I'm trying to hold on. That's exhausting.
Oh, yes, for sure. That energy output is too much. So you don't live healthy in that situation.
Right. Exactly.
Well, unfortunately, we're coming towards the end of our time, and I have three questions that I always ask at the end. But before I do that, can you give me just a few words about, how people can get a hold of you and how can they take advantage of your wisdom in this area?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two wonderful doors to walk into if you want to take a step onto this body peace path. They're both on my website, which is ninamandelson.com or bodypeacewithnina.com. They both go to the same place. One is a little easier to spell.
Okay.
And at that site, bodypeacewithnina.com, is a journal and it's called Practicing Body Peace. And in it are some of my body peace poems, as well as 20 questions that I would ask you. If you were sitting with me in a session, they're questions that I would ask you about your relationship with your body. And it gets you started. And you can like type right into the, journal so that you can start to really look at like what is going on with my relationship with my body? How is that working? How has that impacted me? What have I been missing out on? What has been the cost? How, what am I saying to myself? Right? Some of those questions to really be in the inquiry. And then the other thing that's available on there is my Body Peace Masterclass, also for free. And that really gets into the different kinds of relationships that we as women tend to have with our bodies and the relationships that are possible for us to have with our body.
That's amazing. And they're both free. That's amazing. Thank you for offering that up. I'll make sure it goes in the show notes. Okay, my final last
Wonderful.
three questions. Here we
I'm
go.
ready.
I'm sure you are. If you'll close your eyes, please. And I'm going to say a couple of words. And I would like for you to tell me what appears in your mind when I say wise woman, and open your eyes and tell me about her.
To me, a wise woman is an embodied woman. somebody who's connected to her body, because I truly believe our wisdom comes from our cells, from our emotions, from our guts, right? It's called our gut instincts for a reason.
For
So it's
sure.
somebody who really is able to tune into themselves and be in their body.
Beautiful. Where do you like to roam, Nina?
So I have family in different parts of the world. So I have family in Canada. I have family in Tel Aviv. I have family in London. I have family in France. And so my roaming is those places because family is so important to me. And so
Yes.
everybody's like, oh, do you want to go here? And I'm like, I think I'm going to go visit my
Yeah.
family. And so I keep roaming to those places because I feel connected to the people who are there.
That's beautiful. And what about what makes you restless in a good way?
So what makes me restless, honestly, is women hating their body, women criticizing their body, women being in like the, yes, I'm going to do this next diet and rah, rah, and women putting other women down and women putting themselves down. That makes me restless. It makes me angry. And it
Yeah.
makes and it puts me into action for this work that I do.
Very passionate, and it's a beautiful mission that you have to help women. I know, especially as I grow older, I'm 61. As I grow older, I've been through a lot of relationships with my body over the years, and it is freeing to say, you know what? I'm at peace with you. I don't have to prove anything to anyone else. And I'm happy. And I'm happy,
That is a
And so
beautiful thing. That
it's
is a
so
beautiful
wonderful.
thing.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be able to say that. Not that, I don't make changes. If I'm not feeling well, I'll, add more veggies. But
It's a
bottom line
tweaking. It's a
is,
dynamic
it's a
relationship.
tweaking. There you go. It's a tweaking. It's not a divorce. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
Absolutely,
That's for
Julie. That
sure.
was one of the very first body poems I wrote was I divorced my
Really?
body.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I know a lot of us probably would have at some point in our lives, but I'm glad we have our body to practice building great relationships with. And thank you for helping us with that.
Julie, my absolute delight to be with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nina, and we'll talk to you later.